November 9th, Monday. What are the qualifications in order to pray? You who have received salvation through Christ are a child of God. The triune God who works even today is listening and answering the prayers of His children. The status and authority of God's children that only they can use has been given to you. That's why you can pray in the name of Jesus Christ whenever you face anything. The correct start. Covenantal prayer. Genesis 3:15. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. The words, "He shall bruise your head," is the promise to destroy Satan's power. Satan is alive and active, but his authority has been completely crushed. That's why holding on to the promised word of God and praying is crucial. Then how can you hold on to the covenant and pray? Number one, begin everything through the covenant. You must see everything and discover all answers through the covenant. If you listen to God's word and discover the true answer, you'll have no choice but to be thankful. This is the correct start. Number two, the accurate covenant. First, you must know the side you are standing on. It isn't on the side of problems. Instead, it must be on the side where God gives answers. In addition, you must acknowledge God's sovereignty and hold on to the word. At that time, you can enjoy the important answer of entering the flow of the word. If you hold on to the God-given covenant and start correctly, everything will be restored. According to the covenant given by God, the answer of restoring the fundamentals, foundation, and basics has been prepared for you. Dear God, help me to hold on to the covenant that you desire the most and begin with prayer. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.